Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Prepaid Legal More Success Team conference call. We've got an absolutely special call lined up for you guys tonight, one I'm really, really excited about and really looking forward to. But I'm going to quit talking now and go straight on out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum 2 Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, six-figure income earner. But most importantly, guys, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thanks for having me on tonight. And, you know, Jeremy, tonight we want to dedicate our More Success Team call to the memory of our upline, Mr. Wilbur Smith. He's truly a great leader. He's a great man, a mentor. He just dedicated his whole entire life to helping others with Prepaid Legal. But to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go all the way back to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member who has, blazed the trail and led our More Success Team now for over 27 years, and that is none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on the call?
I'm right here, Randy, and it is an honor tonight to be on this call for the next speaker. You know, Randy, you're right about Wilbur, and I get a little choked up just talking about it. You know, Wilbur Smith helped me get my first Lincoln. Wilbur Smith helped me purchase my first bag telephone, the days when the bag telephones was. Wilbur and I rode in the same car together. He bought me so many different things, my first tailor-made suit. Wilbur Smith was not only a great mentor. Wilbur Smith was like a brother to me. He was a great, and I'll put it to the public right now, this is not the last I'll see Wilbur Smith. Wilbur Smith and I made a pact. He's fulfilled his part, then I'm going to fulfill my part. I'm going to do the best I can while I'm here, and Wilbur and I are going to be together in another time and another place. But it's my honor tonight, Randy, to introduce this lady. She doesn't really like to be bragged on, but I'm going to brag on her a little anyhow because, you know, this lady used to be the vice president of National Foundation Life. She was the executive vice president of TBC Marketing. Many other accolades you can lay to her. And I guess what she considers the best of all, the wife and companion of Wilbur Smith for many, 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 many years. But you know what? At one time, she was even the acting secretary for Wilbur and myself. Both worked very hard putting up with me, I know, but I've always been indebted to her. She's a great friend. I've counted as one of my very personal friends, and I hope she does, Charlene and I believe she does, have been so good and so gracious to us. But it's my honor and my privilege to introduce you tonight, my friend, Carol Smith.
Well, thank you, Kenneth and Randy and Jeremy, for having me on your call. Like Kenneth said, I'm not used to having people brag on me, and I'm used to kind of being behind the scenes, behind Wilbur. But a lot of things are changing now, and Kenneth asked me to be on this call, and I'm going to do my best to talk to you. I made some notes, so... hopefully I'll sound okay.
You will be great.
I wanted to also thank all of the associates on this call for all of your thoughts and prayers for me and my family, Wilburn's family. It is exactly 1 month today that Wilburn passed away, and it just doesn't really seem real to me yet. I kind of am in this phase where I think he's just on a trip and he's going to come back, you know. Most of you, I am going to talk about, you know, my role as a wife or as a spouse of a prepaid associate, but I did want to just backtrack a little bit and talk a little bit about Wilburn's story to get started. Most of you probably know it, but for those of you who don't, prior to Prepaid Legal Services, Wilburn ran a grocery store in Holdenville for 20 years for a man who promised him he would sell it to him if he ever sold it. And when he sold it to somebody else, and he broke that promise to Wilburn, and it shattered Wilburn's dream of owning a IGA grocery store. And it was probably the best thing that ever happened to him. He didn't know it at the time, but it actually launched his career with Prepaid Legal Services, and he started Prepaid on January 1, 1980. At that time, The company sold all of their memberships to groups. There were only group sales. There was no network marketing or multi-level marketing or any of that. And Wilburn could definitely sell to groups. He had a natural knack for it, and he held a company production record averaging over 78 memberships per week. And that record has only recently been broken by Rob Best. So that's a pretty, you know, those of you out here who are thinking 78 memberships a month, no, this was 78 memberships a week. And whenever Wilburn would reach, he would always set goals. Whenever he would reach one goal, he would set another goal. He always had a new goal just, you know, ready to go whenever he would reach one level. At the time that Wilburn started with Prepaid Legal, I was working for a company called National Foundation Life Insurance Company in Oklahoma City. I had started as a receptionist for this company and had worked my way up the ladder to administrative vice president. I was also the very first female vice president that this company ever had. So I kind of felt like I was paving the way for females in that company for future years to come. In January of 1984, I left National Foundation Life after being with them for 11 years and went to work for a brand new marketing company that had been started up in Oklahoma City by Mr. John Hale. Some of you may recognize his name. Some of you know John. He is on the board of directors currently for Prepaid Legal Services. He had also been a previous president of National Foundation Life during part of the time that I was with National Foundation Life. The company that the marketing company that he had started was called TVC Marketing, and he hired me in January of 1984 as the executive vice president of his home office, which was in Oklahoma City. The primary focus of TVC was to market prepaid legal service memberships in a network marketing mode. This doesn't sound that novel to you, but back then it was like really radical. You know, it was like really different because, like I said before, they had only sold memberships to groups and they didn't really understand the power of the network marketing. In the spring of 1984, TVC merged with the original Prepaid Legal Service agents. And that was when I first met Wilburn Smith. John Hale had brought a lot of the old, what I call not old in age, but old-timer prepaid legal agents, the group agents, in to a meeting in Las Vegas, and also some of the network marketing stars that he had already going with TVC Marketing, and they all got together and talked about it, and most of them decided to go with John and give it a try anyway. The 4th of July in 1984 was the date of Wilburn's and my first date. We actually got together because of Prepaid Legal Services. So I can be grateful to Prepaid, you know, for the happiest years of my life. And we were fixed up on a kind of a blind date by two associates named Gary and Bonnie Madrell. And they were trying to fix us up on a blind date, and we went out. And we've been together ever since. So there's lots of potential in prepaid legal, not just selling memberships. I knew the first time that I went out with Wilburn that we were destined to be together forever. I don't know why I knew that, but I just knew it. And we were, you know. The network marketing that TBC Marketing was doing caused a huge explosion in Wilburn's organization and in his income. And just to kind of give you a thumbnail sketch of what he would do during these years of the explosion, he would do 4 to 5 opportunity meetings a week in the evenings in a different city every night. And then he would work his group accounts during the day. He was really remarkable. He could do both group and network marketing, and there aren't just a whole lot of people that can do that. Kenneth Moore's one of them, and Randy Moore's one of them, and Jeremy Moore's one of them. But it really takes a special individual who's highly disciplined with their time to be able to do that successfully. And this kind of work schedule, that wasn't just for 1 week that he did that. This went on for years. And that might be difficult for some of you to really imagine that. But it was such an exciting time of growth and meeting new people and helping people be successful that the time just seemed to fly by. What did I do as a wife during all of this time? Well, I was a wife, I was a mother, I was a homemaker, but also I would answer questions for the telephone calls that came to our house. I put together supplies for Wilburn's meetings. I'd stamp his associate number and name on applications and associate agreements. I would go to as many meetings as I could with him to help him pass out supplies or check people into the meeting. But I also made sure that his suits were always pressed and ready. His shirts were starched and ready. His shoes were shined and ready. And I always encouraged him to do better. You know, a lot of you knew Wilburn, and one of his favorite sayings was, "That's great, but you could do better." And he was always right, you know, and that was his way of patting you on the back, but he never wanted you to stay in that celebration mode too long because he wanted you to refocus, reset a new goal, and try to do better. As the wife of a very successful man in prepaid legal, I always had a supportive role to Wilburn. My biggest dream was for him to shine. We made a great team for prepaid legal. I always believed my job was to do whatever I could do at home to allow him to go out and do what he did best, which was prepaid legal. Wilburn was the light and love of my life, and still is. I was very lucky to have him for my husband and best friend for as long as I had them. I believe that if your spouse is not supportive or involved in our business, that you cannot reach your highest potential. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't be successful in prepaid legal, but as Wilburn would say, you could do better. And I do believe that you can do better when you've got the husband and the wife singing from the same songbook. Kenneth, that's all I had made notes on, but if there's any extra time and if you wanted me to answer any questions, I would be glad to.
I'm sure Randy might have a question too, Carol. I'm just so glad that you're on the call tonight. I'm so glad that you're going to help carry on the Wilburn's tradition, because we honor you as our upline, as we always have. I don't think you're right. Wilburn was always the one out there, but I've always known from visiting Wilburn and everything that you were right there helping. I could see it with my own eyes and everything. Wilburn and I had many, many long talks. You know how much I thought of Wilburn Smith, or at least I think you'd know how much I think of Wilburn Smith. And we think equally as high of you, and we appreciate you so very much. Randy, do you have some questions, or Jeremy, for Carol?
I don't really have a question. I just want to let you know, Carol, how much we respect you and what you stand for, and want you and Samantha to know that, you are part of our family, this prepaid legal family, our team family. And want to let you know that if there's anything that we can do, if you ever have a need for help for whatever reason, please feel free to call us, because we appreciate you guys. We love you, and you've been part of the family for many, many years.
Well, thank you, Randy. I appreciate that. I did want to mention that I hope that everyone on this call is registered for the Dallas event coming up in September. I am planning on being there to represent Wilburn's team and support all of you in any way that I can. Our daughter, Samantha, she's also planning on coming. I told her that, obviously, she's the public speaker in the group. For those of you who were not attending the funeral, she spoke at her dad's funeral and just really surprised us all and herself. And she just said that she felt like Wilburn was standing right there up at the podium right next to her, and that she just wanted to make him proud. And so she's planning on coming with me to any of the meetings and supporting me and helping to support you all, too.
We plan on having her in the near future on the call also, Carol.
Yeah,
I know how much
she would love it.
She's definitely
a chip off of the old block.
Definitely is. There's no doubt whatsoever in my mind about it. I still remember when she was little and I'd call your house. She'd say, "Are you my friend?" And now she's a grown married woman.
Yeah.
It's unreal. But we do thank you. We appreciate you so much. And it wouldn't be the same if you wasn't at Dallas. I plan on being there myself. And it's great being on your team, Carol.
Well, thank you so much, Kenneth. You know, you and Wilburn were like brothers.
But you know all the things that Wilburn did for me. He kept me straightened out when I needed to straighten it out. I've heard before he knew how to play me like a strong fiddle. He said, finally, one day somebody said, Wilburn said if he wanted you to do something, just tell you couldn't do it. And sure enough, you'd go ahead and do it. So. But one thing, as long as I'm alive and prepaid, Wilburn's memory will never die, that's for sure.
Thank you
for being on tonight, Carol.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Smith.
Thank you.
All right, now I want to go to Lexington, Virginia, where Platinum Executive Director and Millionaire Club member Mr. Jeff Hughes has a couple of special guests that he guess he wants to introduce tonight. Mr. Hughes, are you on the call?
I am, sir.
Appreciate you being on the call. It was great having Miss Smith on the call, wasn't it?
It was. I love her. Loved her husband. Always will. He was such a good friend to me. And I always tease Carol that there's only two people in prepaid that can read that commission report, and that's Carol Carol Smith, who wrote it, and Cindy, and my wife Cindy, who stared at it long enough till she figured the thing out. She, Cindy, used to be able to read the Green Bar Report when we used to get those things in the mail, and and you know, Carol, you know, she tells her story, and I, you know, she comes across like she's just a, you know, behind the scenes. But a lot of the success that Prepaid Legal has today is because of the word, the foundation that she put in those early days. You know, getting the computer system set up and the programs to run the commission reports. You know, she was the one behind all that, so she really did lay the groundwork for.
You know, she's never really gotten credit. Like, we, I mean, she's got credit, but we have never given her the honor and credit for that. And I'm glad you mentioned, because you're absolutely right.
Yeah, she's a sharp cookie, and I'm so glad to hear her on the call. And yeah, friends with the Smiths forever. Love them forever.
Thank you.
Well, you want me to go ahead and do the introduction?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, are the Felix on the call? I just want to double check before I do all this.
I'm sorry.
You're on the call?
Yes, we are.
All right, good deal. All right, well, I want to tell just a little bit of a story of the first time that I met you guys, but I was out in Tucson working with Tony, and there was a pretty good-sized group of deaf associates in the room, and I had been to a lot of prepaid meetings, and I've never really seen deaf people in prepaid. I mean, every now and then you might see one, you know, a couple or whatever, but it was always hard. You know, prepaid's a great company, but I wouldn't say it's been deaf-friendly. Just because it's hard to have that infrastructure in every meeting, to have somebody who can sign, and, you know, it's a difficult thing. It's kind of a chicken and egg thing. Do you put the support in place before you have the associates, or do you build the associates and they have to go find the support? And I was kind of surprised to see that many, and to see the success that they were having, because I'm like, man, what is going on? Because I just didn't see how it was even possible. And I just kept following kind of from a distance what was going on with this couple. And, you know, their team began to grow. They hit director and then director 25, and their teams began to expand outside of Tucson. And I was like, oh, man, they figured something out, you know, and it's so excited. That was the thing I was, you know, when you would talk to them and talk to their team, just so excited about everything that was going on. And they really, you know, if you talk about trailblazers in prepaid, you know, Carolyn and Wilburn and Ken and Shirlene, and, you know, there's some of these original people that we think of as the trailblazers in prepaid legal, but we saw trailblazers today, and you know, Pablo and Christina in the deaf community, which has never happened in the company before, and it's happening now, and this couple really are the ones behind this growth, and it's been fun to watch them go on to executive director and beyond, to watch their team grow and expand into multi-states, and to watch them put systems and infrastructure in place to support a team. I mean, in a company that really doesn't or hasn't really been that supportive of it, they figured out how to make it work. So I'm excited to see. I think we're really seeing a new phase in prepaid legal where we open up our marketing and our support systems to new communities and new groups of associates. And I think that what we're seeing here is history in the making. So without taking too much of their story, I'll turn the call over to Pablo and Christina Felix from Tucson, Arizona.
Thank you so much, Mr. Hughes, and also Mr. Moore for inviting us to be involved in this call. We're just so honored. We're excited for sure about the changes that are going on in the company. Mr. Mason has made a commitment to the deaf community, and it's just gotten us even more excited, more fired up than we were when we first got started in this company. And, yes, Mr. Hughes, we have had some challenges, but we've never given up. We know that this is going to be an incredible opportunity, and the best is yet to come for the deaf. I see that the challenges that we've gone through have been challenges that we needed to go through, and the solutions are coming. The Dallas Convention is going to be, I can't describe the changes that are going to be going on, the energy, the excitement. It's going to infuse the entire market when everyone gets to see these changes that are happening for the deaf. The community is so looking forward to everything Mr. Mason has planned. I can't wait to be a part of it.
as the Special Needs Task Force, we are going to be doing things for the company that has just never been done before. Mr. Mason is excited. He can't wait for more Deaf Associates to be there at the Dallas event. This is going to have such an impact, not just upon our team or the Deaf team throughout the country, but throughout the entire company and all the associates. And that was Pablo, and this is Christina. I just want to add, we're thrilled to finally have the opportunity to provide the access for the Deaf that they truly needed. Mr. Mason wants to provide better services, better customer service from the attorneys, and better understanding of how to provide access from the companies and from the CEO all the way down. We feel the support that potentially in the past we didn't always have. We're so excited about all the changes that are going to be going on, and we know that this opportunity is truly an opportunity that regardless of whether you can hear or you can't, as long as you make the decision to have success and you don't give up, you will definitely have that success. So thank you so much, Mr. Hughes, Mr. Moore. We really appreciate your support, your assistance to us at any time, any time we needed it, you've been willing to help. So we thank you for that.
Yeah, this is Kenneth. I tell you, we're the ones that's excited. We're the ones that should be thankful for having such outstanding people like you. Like I told you today, I admire you folks. Your husband is such an inspiring fellow. And by the way, I don't know if Jeff said it, may have missed it, or Randy, that you were the regional managers down for the state of New Mexico for the Deaf, and also that you were the third top recruiting people this last week in all of prepaid legal. So I personally want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Christina, this is Randy and Pablo. I appreciate you guys and look forward to seeing you guys in Dallas. I know you're leading the national expansion for the Deaf community in prepaid legal, and we're just very, very proud that you're on our team.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Hughes, did you have anything else?
No, just that I think the More Success team has the coolest people in the whole company. Everybody from the Smiths on down, you know, it's just it's a fun thing to be a part of this, to see, you know, history unfolding right before our eyes. We know what we've done and, you know, up to this point. You know, it's been a good run for the last 40 years, but my gosh, I think what we're getting ready to see in the next four to 5 years is just going to amaze and astound us. The word I'm using is breathtaking. I'm expecting the next 4 years to be breathtaking. So fun, and can't wait to see everybody in Dallas.
Well, you know, just three more days, and prepaid legal will be officially owned and operated by MidOcean Partners. I know they've got a lot of big things going on, and you definitely, if you ever went to a convention, I think you need to be at the Dallas convention. Now, this will be the relaunch, I guess, of prepaid legal, the branding, the advertisement, all the different things that they're going to be rolling out. You just need to be there. It'll be very, very exciting. It'll be a different convention. It'll be very exciting, but we're looking forward to all the different changes and the things that are going to be coming out of the new prepaid legal. So, appreciate you being on the call, Mr. Hughes. Of course, we always do appreciate Ms. Smith, appreciate her, and look forward to seeing her in Dallas. And Pablo and Christina, keep up the good work. You guys are awesome, and we really do appreciate all the hard work you guys put into your business. With that, Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you.
Randy, first of all, I want to say that next Monday night we won't have a call. It'll be on Tuesday night because next Monday night's the 4th, and we chose this year to do it on Tuesday night so everyone could have their with their families on the 4th and that night not be bothered. And our special guest speaker will be none other than our very own Mr. Jeff Hughes. He's going to be on top of his line. He always is great, but this time he's going to be even better than ever. And, you know, Randy, it was so nice to have Carol on tonight. It's so nice to have Felix Dimon on tonight. But we really want to honor Wilburn. We really want to honor Harlan. What we will do, we will get in and we'll make prepaid better than ever before. I was talking to Carol. I talked to Kathy Pinson about it. She said she was going to do the best she could to honor Wilburn and Harlan by getting out there and helping put this company right on over to the $1 billion mark. while we're honoring them, we're also honoring ourselves. We're also making history, Randy. And I so admire our team. We may not be the largest team, but we have the most dedicated people. We have more people on our team for longevity than anybody. No one has people on our team any longer than we do being a prepaid legal. So with that, I'll say thank you to each and every one of you. Thank you for being on tonight. Listen to you next Tuesday night instead of Monday night. Let's just keep on putting God first and their family second and prepaid third. I love you. God bless you, and good night.
Thank you, Mr. Moore.
Night, y'all.
Good night, everyone.